5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I've been at the gym here in my own garage.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I must admit, I haven't been to a gym for a while.
You don't it look like you have.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
I feel good.
Ah, sunshine, and we are just enjoying the middle of the week, Fat Boy, and I'll tell you why. Because we've got big guests. They always come into our show, and we like speaking to them, hearing from them, the movers, the shakers, the best players in each club. And today from the St Kilda Football Club, we have Josh.
Bottle it out.
Yeah.
Finally got there, Rabs.
Come on, Rabbits. You need to be better now. So we're looking forward to it. They're going beautifully, the Saints, by the way.
Bloody hell.
Chance of ending up real high in the top eight. So looking forward to what Josh is up to. And then the hump day quiz is back.
Yes. Thank God for that, Jimmy boy.
Well,
it's popular.
I'm interested to know how you're going to go with it because they haven't been great recently, but we'll just see with that. But hello to you, Willis.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. Great to be with you and the listeners and you too, Rabsy.
Richard, I just told you that Geelong played Fremantle in a final at GMHBA Stadium.
You're an absolute fool, you are, Fed.
But Richard, hang on. Is that true or is that not? Is that a fact, Richard? Look, hang on, yes, answer the question. It did happen.
They did, and they made a mistake.
So how am I a fool, Richard? How am I a fool?
Oh, piss off.
Who was that?
That's Richard and Kane Corns.
Yeah.
And I think Richard was right.
What, the last bit? I was down there for that game, Fat. And none of us could believe what we were watching. I was righto, they've agreed to have a final down at GMHBA. Ross Lyon brought his Freo Dockers down there, and they just bashed the Cats up. We couldn't believe it, Fat.
Cats were, and the supporters were so happy to have a final down at Geelong. We'll win this one. How good is this?
Oh,
and then, that a sad, sad drip tray at the Cremorne that night? Wow.
Now, what else is happening, please? I want to know what's going on in the world of sport.
Plenty of sport, plenty of entertainment. Mm-hmm. Round 18 has come out, Jim. Damo told us it'll be out today, and
yes.
It is.
Yes.
Thursday night it starts, September 17. This is the final round of 2020, Jim.
Yep.
North Melbourne kick it off. That'll be good.
Starts with a bang. Yes.
And then Saturday's an interesting game. Essendon v Melbourne. Oh, wowee.
That's our Saturday afternoon special on Triple M.
That's the, yep. Yep. Oh, that'll be good. Essendon and Melbourne. Who will want to win that? None of them. Brisbane take on Carlton at the Gabba Saturday night. That'll be of some interest. And then the Monday. It goes through to Monday, the SEP 21.
Mm-hmm.
Collingwood taking on Port Adelaide, which won't be a bad game.
That's on Channel 7 too. So I was wondering how they were going to divvy up those games. Interesting. Yeah. What about the footy last night, Fat?
Footy last night, well, what a strange old world and strange old game last night. Adelaide winning again, two in a row, they are on fire.
Yes.
And then, of course, Sydney kicking the first seven, Jim. Seven. First seven goals of the game against Carlton. They kick one more, finish with eight, and Carlton win. How's that?
Unbelievable. Came from nowhere. I only saw the last 10 minutes, I must admit, but the bit I saw, they were very, very good, the Blues. And Bill. Yep. Thank God Louis Taylor missed because what was that? I mean, if you're an umpire, you're not paying that.
No,
you can't pay that bill. Firstly, I can't stand players throwing their heads back.
Yes,
but secondly, in the last seconds of a game, call me old school, Fat. A player has to be nigh on decapitated for you to blow the whistle.
And that wasn't, and he did. He pushed the head back. He rolled the shoulders. He did everything. But it was karma. It was karma that went through.
Yep.
But I tell you, he did kick a nice goal up the other end, Jim.
Yes.
Remember the name, Matt Cottrell. And he goes back, kicks the goal, Jim, puts him in front, and then did this.
Remember the name!
That's it.
Matt. A celebration. Outstanding.
A bit of a Greek freak about that one, I don't know.
Why have you rolled a bit of Carlos Brathwaite into him? I don't understand.
I don't know either. I just like remember the name.
Remember the name!
Matt Cottrell, the red nut, who went back and took a nice mark. Hadn't done a lot that night, to be honest, but took a really nice mark. And then did you see the after it?
Yes, I did, Bill.
Celebrated.
the after
yeah,
it.
I saw the after it. Yeah, yep.
The Greek freak.
Well,
of
I'm
course.
Not aware of the NBA stuff, which I know our man Rabbits Bartholomew is. Yeah. So is that how he celebrates old Greek, is it?
Well, do you know who the Greek freak
is? The big, yeah, the Bills
from
man.
The Bucks.
Because Basil didn't.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
But when he scores, is that what he does? Does he?
Yeah, a bit of a flex.
The flex, right?
But he won't be flexing anymore because they got knocked out of the playoffs this morning.
Saw that.
And he didn't play, the Greek freak. So Miami through to the Eastern Conference Finals.
So who won the big game today? Who was it? The Lakers and the
Lakers have just won game three of that series?
Yeah, a few hours ago they knocked off Houston.
A few hours ago, Fat. They won that one.
Yeah. How did Lebo go?
He went pretty well.
He had 29 points in the first half.
This is your rap, Fat. Don't ask us to fill it in. What else you got?
Well, rap is the NBA.
Remember the name.
Remember the name. Also, Connor McKenna. Remember that name. He's been a star, the Irishman who came out here. Played 79 games with the Bombers and was a very good player, Jim. Yep. And we all liked him because he had a bit of spunk about him.
Yes.
He has retired and we've just put a little tribute together.
It's a good ball. Here's the first goal for the Bombers. Well done to Essendon. They get on the board. And by gee, they're happy because it's the young man all the way from Ireland with his first kick probably in the game.
Well,
has kicked a major.
Slow little ball to centre-half forward. They're on the run here. McKenna, right footer. Oh, this is just about the goal of the day.
Connor McKenna, the Irishman, lines it up from outside 50 and nails a massive goal. Well done, young man.
He's a remarkable player, this man. He will run onto it now. Oh, he tipped to himself. Dustin Gaelic runs around the man. That was Murphy.
That was a fake kick. It was a Gaelic solo fake kick. You have to see it to believe it, Conor McKenna. He meant that.
That's good. That was good when he did that. Nice. And it's 79 games and will always be a trivia question, unfortunately, Jim.
Yeah, well, he didn't actually have it, did he?
I'm convinced
he actually didn't. Well, I think there was a false test is what I reckon because he was negative, positive, negative within 48 hours.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, and he came out and had a bit of a crack at the media too, Jimmy Boy, just saying that they over-sensationalised things and had a little go at him, which is fair enough, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Hey, the memberships, Jim, are out for the year and pretty good considering what's happened with COVID and all that. The West Coast Eagles are 100,776 members, Jim.
I've said it many times, Fat. I don't care who you want to compare them with. They are a leviathan, that joint. They are the biggest club in the comp by that far. It doesn't matter.
And Richmond also 100,420, which is 100,000, Jim. That is unbelievable.
It is amazing. Well done.
So well done to the Eagles. Yep. Well done to the Tigers. Collingwood third, 76,800. There's five clubs, Jim. Five. Mm. Clubs that broke their all-time record, which is a bloody good effort. Well, Carlton, Gold Coast Suns, the Giants, St Kilda and West Coast. So that's a really good effort by those.
Most of your members, though, Fat, have signed before round one. So the interest for me will be next year because a lot of the members were already locked away and well done for not demanding the money back because that's not the way we roll.
That's
but the interest will be next year because after this, annus horribilis, we've all had to deal with Fat. I'm interested in whether people put their hard earned behind their club next year. I hope they do.
Yeah, exactly. Is that Latin?
It could be.
I think it is, Jim. Mm. Yeah. Tonight there's a game, the Q clash.
Yes.
Brisbane taking on Gold Coast, by the way, if you haven't forgot about that. And one more, the best story of the year, Jim, of 2020.
Yes.
The best story. It hasn't been a bad year because this has happened, Jim. Kim Kardashian has today announced that she and her family have made the difficult decision, Jim, to say goodbye to their reality show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So I know you probably haven't seen a lot of it.
No, I haven't.
I haven't, but just have a listen to some of the shit that goes on the Kardashians.
Mom just fell in the pool.
I think my mom is definitely drunk already. She's just such a freak.
Hey, Mom, can I talk to you? I hate my sisters. They are so rude. I never want to look at their ugly faces again.
You are so jealous. You are just so jealous that you cannot get a Bentley and you're trying to ruin my moment for me.
Are you joking?
So get away, you jealous psycho bitch.
Your sister's going to jail. Have a little compassion.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
Oh, Jim couldn't get a Bentley. Fat. She was jealous because the other sister couldn't get a Bentley.
I haven't seen any of it, Fat. And after listening to that, I'm very glad I haven't.
Exactly right.
All right. Well, not a bad rap. You combined a few things into it.
Do you know who's coming up next?
Josh.
Battle it out.
From the St Kilda Football Club, it's the Rush Hour, Triple M. On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour, JB and Billy.
So battle. Crosses 50, 45 out, 45 for Randall. And that is right over the goal umpire's hat. Beautiful finish, Josh Battle.
Just doing enough, the Saints, to get themselves ready for a big, big final series in October, Fat. Yep. Josh Battle's been good enough to join us. Been on the show many times. One of our great friends. Hello to you, Joshua.
G'day, Jim. G'day, Bill. Thanks for having me.
This is a massive game. Not telling you anything you don't know. Coming up Thursday night against the West Coast Eagles. Win that, you're absolutely playing finals. But you're also a chance to jump into the top four.
Yeah, absolutely. I think tomorrow definitely we got to get over the line there first. But hopefully we can play finals this year.
Unless there's 6 points for a win. I don't know how they'll do that, Jim. But anyway, they could get up to fifth. But
but I'm not talking at the end of that game, Fat. I'm talking the end of the home and away, you toolbag. Fat, by the way, Joshua's down the pub in Geelong. And he'll be about half an hour behind the rest of us in this conversation. But it's exciting is what it is for Saints fans who have had a bit of a time to think about playing in finals. So it's good. And they're in Noosa, so the sun's shining. You're happy days, Joshua.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's 11 years or something since we last played finals, so hopefully we can break that drought this year.
How is it up there in Noosa, mate? You'd be a local up there, wouldn't you? I believe that you guys have printed T-shirts saying Noosa Saints, and you've been giving them away to the locals.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky to be up here. I think, we've been up here now for nearly three months or something like that. And, some of the locals up here got some Noosa Saints shirts made up, so they dropped them off, which is good.
What are you doing, mate? Just wandering up and down Hastings Street, sort of in your singlet?
Hastings Street. It's going well, but it's good.
Any kebab joints or anything up there?
No.
Hey, how's your eye, Josh? Because that was a nasty one against Adelaide. I was a bit worried for you, but would have blown up. Would have looked good after it.
I still got a bit of a scar, which isn't great. So putting a bit of oil on that each day, but hopefully I can get rid of it.
Hey, tell us a bit about the week, mate. You play. We all hear about the fact that there's virtually no training, as in normal training. Get the mouthguards out, sort of stuff. So what do you actually do once you finish the game? Talk us through the next 48 hours.
Yeah, so we played on Sunday against the Hawks, and then obviously we got a 4-day break because we play tomorrow. So it's pretty much the Monday is all about recovery. So we go down the beach, do a group recovery, and try and get as much recovery in as we can. Fair bit of sleep, nutrition, all that sort of stuff, and then sort of try and get going. Yesterday, it's still mainly was recovery, but we started getting going a little bit in the Arvo, a little bit of a run, flush run, and then today we had captain's run, and then tomorrow we're into it.
So there's no sort of 10v11 or any of that sort of competitive. There's none of that happening at all.
Not really on the short day turnarounds.
Bloody hell! So this would be the first time in your adult life you've had no, sort of main session in a week.
Which would be good.
Absolutely. I think we're all used to the 7-8 day breaks, but to be honest, I think most of the boys are loving it because it's pretty much just tuning out games that quick. It's you're just on to the next one.
What about Maxie King? Has he come back? He was rested last start.
I think Maxie should come back in. He's had a pretty good year this year, and obviously needed the rest because I think he hasn't missed a game since coming in.
Yeah, and where you play a bit of forward, and then you play a bit of everywhere, haven't you, Joshy?
Yeah, I'm pretty much just wherever Rats sort of wants me to play. I'm happy to play anywhere.
How do you reckon Bill's going, Josh? No, seriously, just give us from Noosa. You're just on the phone there. How do you reckon he's tracking our man?
Oh, I forgot his name.
He's tipping him in down at Geelong, I think.
No doubt.
Just on that, if I'd had a couple of beers, I was looking at Wikipedia, okay?
Yes.
And I don't know where this has come from, Joshua, but they say there that you've got a brother, Nick, or Ned, who... Yeah. How tall are you? How many centimetres?
193.
and they say there that your brother Ned is 166 centimetres. He's a munchkin.
Yeah, I think he's a little bit taller than that. I'm not a... I think he sent that to me a few weeks ago, actually, so I think one of his mates has stitched it up.
So. Hey, stick around, Josh, please. There's more to discuss with you.
Josh Battle from the St Kilda Football Club joins us, and this is what happened last time he was on the show.
Because a lot of young blokes don't, Jim.
No.
So good on you, Joshula Battle.
Joshula.
That's his name.
Joshula Battle.
Well, Joshua.
Now, Josh, explain to me what else is happening, please. So we've got the training bit and worked out that it's just maintenance through the week. But outside of that, because I don't know Noosa quite as well as Fat, although I have been there quite a few times.
The surf club.
Fat goes to the surf club and clears everyone else out and just sits on the balcony and bets.
No, I don't go out to the balcony. That's where the water is, Jim. I'm the other side. I'd never seen the water or sand. I'm in the other side where the TAB is.
What are you able to do during the day? Explain what you're actually legally able to do as a Saints footballer in Noosa.
We got a guy named Benny Daly here, and he's the sheriff, so he monitors us pretty heavily. And he doesn't want us doing too much interacting with the public and stuff like that. So it is pretty low key up here. I think once we're training and stuff like that, with just a bit of recovery, a few of the boys like going out having a whack of golf, so you can have a hit of golf on your day off.
But what about like Hastings Street? Are you allowed to just walk up there and have a coffee, or are you allowed to do any of that?
Aromas, Josh, where the seats all face out to the street,
like theatres.
you can get a takeaway, but no, you're not allowed to sit in or anything like that. So I think a few of the boys have ventured down there though to get a couple of takeaway coffees.
There's an Indian restaurant, Josh, right at the end of Hastings Street. This is 100% true. I was there for a wedding. It's right at the end, and it looked like the other end from the surf club. I went in there. The owner's looking at me, this big Indian bloke. And this is true. He goes, came up to the table about...
Bill?
That's it, Bill. Just in case Josh was wondering how off the pace you are. He came up to me at the end of the dinner, Josh, and he had a camera with it. He said, do you mind if I have a photo? I said, not at all. Anyway, so he got his waiter to take the photo. And then after the photo was taken, he asked me who I was.
I might have to give that.
The food is beautiful. I've got no idea what it's called, but it's right down the other end from... but anyway, I clearly hit a pop with him.
Do you have any Papa Dom, Jim?
Oh, the food's beautiful.
Hey, so you're superstitious, are you, Josh?
Oh, a little bit. A little bit Bill.
All right, a couple of things then. You wear your lucky Speedos every game?
Yeah, I have the same Speedos, yeah.
Every game?
Yeah.
That's it, Bill.
Well, they're lucky.
They're lucky, and he wears them.
All right. Cracks in the ground. You don't step on them.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I think that's a little bit of mail on that one, Bill.
You won't touch certain walls?
Yeah, that might be true.
What sort of walls?
What's wrong with the boy from Narre Warren?
Narre Warren.
Oh, I don't know. I just have a few superstitions. I like sounds ridiculous, but touching things. And, I don't know.
Doesn't touch walls. Then he gets taped really early by the physios. Gets taped early, and then just likes to be ready to go. But then you like to run out onto the ground by yourself.
I'd go out and have a little run around, and then normally in the warm up, I'll do the warm up with Dan Kent. One of my good mates here, and we have a kick around.
It's weird, isn't it? The bloody superstar.
I find all that hilarious. What about when you have, so you do all that, Joshua, and then if you don't play well, and that's rare these days because you're flying along beautifully, but if you have a bad one, how do you then view your superstitions?
Yeah, I'll throw them out.
All of a sudden, he's touching walls, Jim.
Getting rid of the Speedos and putting the bombs back on.
Hey, what's happening back at Beaconsfield or Narre Warren or wherever you're from?
Yeah, Berwick. I'm out in Berwick. Not a lot there, Bill. I think obviously it's not great down there. And speaking of family back home, they're not doing too much. Mum's working from home, and she's not really enjoying it because the dog's been left with her, so she's got to look after him.
Yep.
A beautiful Mercedes dealership out that way, Joshua. If you're ever looking for a chariot, Mercedes-Benz Berwick.
Yes. Have you got a girlfriend that might be coming up to join you at Noosa?
No girlfriend at the moment there. Bill?
At the moment?
Yeah, well, I don't have a girlfriend.
Josh, we've spoken to you about this before. You, of course, went to the magnificent Halebury College, which is a footy factory. Yeah. Which of my nephews were you around during that time?
I was pretty close with Hamish and also Andy as well. But
what are we hearing about Hamish?
A bird tells me that he mightn't be far away.
Yeah, well, we did come up in one of the meetings today, so hopefully he's a chance to play.
Well, I am very much hoping by the way, they haven't announced their team yet, but Bill, they've had a few midfield injuries.
They have indeed. So
let's hope the door opens for the Hammer. He's a good boy, as you know. Hey, good luck, mate. The Saints have been one of the great stories of this season. And when you get into October and start to strut your stuff in the finals, we can't wait to watch it.
No worries. Thanks for having me, lads.
Good on you, mate. Joshy.
Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill. Don't forget you can listen to us at home on your smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And right now we're doing this.
And now from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Before we get to the contestants, and we like hearing from them, there are a few people that nominated but couldn't get through, Mitch Noy. Is there anything left on the shelves within a 5K radius of Fats Joint? He and Mumps look like they've been locked in a pantry.
No. Mumpsy, sucked in, Mumpsy.
Aaron Lucas, love to, but sadly I'm in WA playing golf, sucked in, Jim. Well, you can get stuffed. No. Yeah, Ben Fraser, the Cremorne's a dump.
Have we got any nice fans?
No. Matty James, Sandy Roberts, we have, but we're not listing them.
No.
And Nick Bilby. He says, two lads from Adelaide who listen daily and want to be a part of the worst run quiz in history. But Bill, our man Marcus, I presume this is the same Marcus, said, I'm ready to blattle it out after Josh Blattle comes on.
That's it.
Blattle it out.
And then Dale says, it'll be good if I'm one who's selected because I can actually understand gibberish Brownless and think he's quite funny. So there's your contestants, Fat.
They're the contestants on the line for the Wednesday, September 9, Hump Day Quiz, Jimmy Boy.
Yes, please.
And we'll go to Marcus. Welcome, Marcus.
Bill, JB, Rabsy, how are we, boys?
Marco.
Good. Where are you from and who do you barrack for?
I'm from Avondale Heights and I'm a Carlton supporter, so I'm just getting the heart checked out today.
Good. Well, good winning last night.
What about old Red Nuts? You like that?
Yeah, the Greek freak, the orange-head Greek freak. We like his stuff.
Beautiful. It was good. Yeah, good
what
finish.
What about that high free kick late in the game, Marco? How'd you go with that?
Yeah, as Dwayne O'Russell would say, the footy gods got Lewis Taylor on that one, I think. So, we got lucky there.
Quoting Dwayne now. Jeez.
Well, the pipe.
Old Shane himself. And Dale's there. G'day, Dale.
Good afternoon, guys. How are things?
Tell us about yourself, Dale.
From Noble Park, I'll go further than Mighty Eagles.
The Eagles.
Very
taking
nice.
Taking on the Saints tomorrow.
Got a few injuries, the Eagles there, Dalesy.
Too many. I can usually get a game for us at the moment.
All right.
Righto. You can't really hear him. He's he speaks a bit of gibberish.
You've got to scream your name out if you know the answer. The best of five, of course, so first of three wins it, unless Bill changes the rules.
It is.
Which he did two ago.
I did. It was a two-pointer. Righto, boys, here we go. Question one. How many teams have played a drawn game this year?
Marcus.
Yes, Marco.
Four teams.
Oh, do you know who they are, Marcus?
Yeah, Gold Coast, Essendon, Collingwood, Richmond.
Oh, he sounds sharp.
Sounds like a smarter. Number two, Jim. This is an audio question, boys, okay? And you just got to sing the next lot of words in this song.
Marcus?
Moscow!
Moscow is a handyman!
Hey, Dale.
Dale?
Yep.
Anytime you want to jump in, mate, it's two zip at the moment. If Marco answers this next one correctly, she's yibbity yibbita.
Yep. Let's go.
The quiz is, we've started, Dale. You know that.
Just found out.
All right.
Righto, Dale. Geelong have won 7 in a row. Who was the last team to defeat them? Yes, Dale? No, I heard Dale first.
All right, Dale.
Collingwood.
GWS.
Oh, no.
Did you say Collingwood?
That's two zip, say... Fat. And we go on to the fourth question.
All right, so, yes. Cause, right. Yeah, right. Right.
And Marco can feel himself being gypped here, but anyway. Righto.
I've got an audio question, Ramsey. I'm just spinning it around.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Right.
Oh, no, Dale. I like question 4 for Dale.
Right.
As per today's release, the membership numbers, which AFL team has the most members? Dale? Yes, I heard Dale. West Coast, yes, Dale. Well,
Marcus has actually been first the last two questions.
Jim, no, I heard Dale.
Right, 2-1.
2-1. This is an audio question, boys. Who is this?
Well, she just encouraged me to take a game on and change different stuff. Marcus. So just going to get a few games in a row.
Marcus.
Oh, that's Connor McKenna.
There he is.
And what did he say?
A third of a 30 is a 33 and a third, I think.
We couldn't deny him anymore, Fat Marco.
No,
he was very,
he was
very comprehensive out there in Avondale Heights or wherever the hell you are.
Yes.
Where is that?
With a landline?
Essendon.
Where is Avondale
Heights?
Here,
8 Kilo.
He's Kilor, Jim.
Kilor.
And we rang you on a landline. No one's got a landline anymore.
Yeah, but apparently we still do, and thank God we did, or else I wouldn't be on the quiz and winning it. So.
And also, it sounded sharp, Bill. Like the landline sounded crisp. All right,
unlike poor old Dale.
All right, so we've got magnificent prizes as part of this quiz, Rabbits.
We do. You've got a $50 grilled voucher. Say no to the bad stuff with Grilled's new 100% natural menu.
Beautiful.
Or we've got a $100 Neverland store voucher, of course, the home of Australian streetwear, stocking your favourite bands, Nina and Pasadena and Kiss Chasey.
All right, which one of those for you, Marco?
I think I'll take the grilled voucher, boys.
Grilled voucher, beautiful. Just over the road here, Clarendon Street, superb.
Clarendon Street.
Tasty, natural, healthy burgers. So, Dwayno.
Dale.
Oh, no, you were talking Dwayno before. Dale, you have got a $100 Neverland store voucher.
For not talking.
No, I don't think seeps.
Dale.
Hello?
Oh, you won, Dale.
Oh, congratulations.
$100 voucher for you, mate. Head into Neverland. You will never look better, Dale.
Thanks heaps.
Good on you, mate. Well done.
Neverlandstore.com.au.
A man of a few words, Dale,
Fat.
Jim.
Fat.
Yes.
Do we need to vet the contestant? Come
on. Bill's
slightly, see what we got.
We had one very good one and one... Not so.
Bill's joke to wrap up another huge rush hour next.
What the hell?
Triple M. JB and Bill.
Good on you. That's the way.
This is Triple M's rush hour.
And now Sam Groth with us tomorrow.
Ooh, Grothy.
As we discuss the US Open. It's amazing that a major's going on at the minute, Fat, and we've got no real concept of what the bloody hell, outside of old Novak Djokovic. Getting the ass. We're not, and our man Dimonor. It's one of those tournaments that I can't get my head around.
No, exactly right. And Dimonor's going beautifully, Jim. So hopefully what he plays tonight, I think.
So we'll have Grothy on to discuss that, among other things. Now, a joke, because this week...
Yeah. Good. Tick. A tick.
Yeah. End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Sam Groth to join us tomorrow as we discuss the US Open. Alex Dimonor, our man, of course, flying along nicely. So we're looking forward to that.
He's going well.
He's going beautifully. And I'll tell you what we're doing now.
What?
I just got the feeling that you were going to come out on a Wednesday with a horribly inappropriate joke that was going to land us in legal trouble. So
about the dwarfs?
Yeah, no, we're not doing that one. So what we're going to do now is get a joke out of you that's a probes.
Hit it.
Hit it, Rabs.
I already did hit it.
Right.
Oh.
Joke.
I brought a horse the other day, Jim.
Yes.
I named it Mayo.
Why?
Mayo Nays.
Oh, no.
Jeez, that's terrible.
Oh, no. I sent you about 5 jokes. Do you even have a look on your phone?
Yeah, but they're shit, Jim.
All of them are better than that garbage. What was that?
Mayo Nays.
No, Bill.
Don't sad be about a free. Sad black Where's Tap Lamp Boom Wah? Tap Lamp Boom Wah 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 Wah.
Maybe more
slugger. Mayo nosed you.
Come on.